I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. When you think of evolution, you might picture the classic textbook illustration March of Progress, where over 25 million years, our human ancestors slowly transformed from hunched apes into modern Homo sapiens. But scientists say lots of evolution happens much quicker than that, thanks to our roads and highways. You might be driving on one right now, and across the world, we're building more and more.
Roads are everywhere, and they're not going away.
Stephen Brady is an evolutionary ecologist and co-author of a Dartmouth-led study profiling something called road ecology. Basically, studying how roads and the salts and chemicals we put on those roads impact nearby nature. Some impacts are visible, roadkill and fragmented habitat, but Brady is drawing attention to a less obvious consequence, rapid evolution.
Individual plants that are living right next to a road, in a couple different cases, have evolved the ability to deal with higher concentrations of things like lead from fuel.
Brady, who has studied how roads impact amphibians in northeastern Connecticut, says he's seen rapid evolution play out in isolated pockets of space, too, where across just tens of meters, scientists are seeing differences in how one group of amphibians evolves compared to another nearby population. Colin Donahue, a postdoctoral fellow at Harvard University, says the realization that species are evolving within human lifespans makes conservation more of a moving target.
That idea that ecology and evolution happen on commensurate timescales and can actually feed back and forth to affect each other is a really powerful new way of looking at the interplay between ecology and evolution.
Stephen Brady says he hopes that message resonates beyond the scientific community.
The things we do to the planet, even when they seem minimal, like a road through a forest, are not only causing this impact on how well a population does, but it's fundamentally changing the biology of the organisms that live there.
The work appears in Frontiers in Ecology and the Environment. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.